I Can See You As You Can See Me, written by Bear RJS and read by Wilfriede 0815. Fandom, Harry Potter. Relationship, Draco Malfoy / Harry Potter. Summary: Harry lost his eyesight, but he doesn't need it because Draco is his eyes. My hands cover my closed eyes, not letting the sun penetrate them. But once I remove them and open my eyes, it's still as dark as the night. The sun that warms my face is gentle, and the wind smooth as any silk. But the beauty that I know to be in front of me, I cannot see. I feel as if I'm walking all the time, still with my hands over my eyes. I feel, I hear, but I cannot see. I wasn't born like this. I was a brilliant and cheerful boy who loved to play pranks and run in the field behind my home, letting the twigs of the bushes hit me on the legs and the grass caress me when it was big enough to touch my feet. I would run on that field until the end of what I thought back then was the world. But it was only the end of the field as it dropped into the sea. And below, I could see the sharp rocks and the sea hitting the side of the mountain, trying to remove the obstacle blocking its way. I would stay there, with my hands extended to my sides, imagining that I could fly as I felt the air stir the grass around me and the clothes around my body making it sound like the flap of wings. I would stay there, looking towards the horizon and imagining that I could fly. I would imagine all sorts of things while taking in the beauty around me. Now I stay here in darkness as I cannot see the beauty anymore. My eyesight has been taken from me after an accident at the age of 12. But if I move my head to the side, I can hear the wind blow through the grass, and when I tilt my head back, I can feel the sun on my face. Even though I can no longer see, I can still hear and feel. My lips twitch when I hear the steps behind me. I turn my head to the side following the noise and laugh out loud when the person stumbles and hits a rock in their path, following it with a few curse words that make me raise my eyebrow. "I don't know how you do it," Draco says, wrapping an arm around my waist. "I'm used to it," I say, leaning against his body. That is something else I can feel and smell. I can smell Draco when he enters a room and feel him when he touches me. "I love you." I kiss him, wrapping my arms around his neck. Maybe I can't see the beauty anymore. But when I want to, and need to, Draco is there to be my eyes. Still, for now, I don't need my eyes to show me how much this man loves me. All I have to do is just feel and hear. The end.